Welcome to the New Testament Closer Walk podcast from Walk Through the Bible. This podcast is a daily adventure that will guide you on a life-changing journey through the New Testament in 1 year. Join us every day as we listen through the entire New Testament, along with a short devotional and thoughts from great Christian leaders of the past that will help bring the New Testament alive for you today. It's a closer walk with Jesus through God's Word. For more free resources, including a daily worship from the heart text, go to walkthrough.org/ntpod.
The revelation that's forever relevant. All scripture is God-breathed and is useful for teaching, rebuking, correcting, and training in righteousness, 2 Timothy 3:16. God's Word, the Bible, has been translated into more languages, printed in more sizes, and published in more editions than any other volume in history. Yet its content has never changed or become irrelevant. Its truth is as needed today as when it was first given centuries ago. W. Graham Scroggie offers this insight into the enduring character of God's Word. Walk with W. Graham Scroggie, a Scottish preacher and writer in the late 1800s to early 1900s. This truly is the Word of God which lives and abides forever. It does not need our apologies and our special pleading. Give it a chance, and it will demonstrate its own character and its own power. This is the light by which millions have found their way to the shining home among the delectable mountains. This is the star which has guided mariners on stormy seas throughout the ages. This is the weapon with which the Christian soldier has fought his battles to glorious victory. This is the compass which has guided men in darkness and distress. This is the book on which many a saintly Christian has laid down his head as on a pillow in the last moments of life, whispering some psalm of scripture. There need be no panic. This is the rock of all ages, and those built on it are as eternal as God. Today's New Testament reading is 2 Timothy chapter 3, verse 10 through chapter 4, verse 8.
You, however, know all about my teaching, my way of life, my purpose, faith, patience, love, endurance, persecutions, sufferings, what kinds of things happened to me in Antioch, Iconium, and Lystra, the persecutions I endured. Yet the Lord rescued me from all of them. In fact, everyone who wants to live a godly life in Christ Jesus will be persecuted, while evildoers and imposters will go from bad to worse, deceiving and being deceived. But as for you, continue in what you have learned and have become convinced of, because you know those from whom you have learned it, and how from infancy you have known the Holy Scriptures, which are able to make you wise for salvation through faith in Christ Jesus. All Scripture is God-breathed and is useful for teaching, rebuking, correcting, and training in righteousness, so that the servant of God may be thoroughly equipped for every good work. 2 Timothy 4. In the presence of God and of Christ Jesus, who will judge the living and the dead, and in view of his appearing and his kingdom, I give you this charge. Preach the word. Be prepared in season and out of season. Correct, rebuke, and encourage with great patience and careful instruction. For the time will come when people will not put up with sound doctrine. Instead, to suit their own desires, they will gather around them a great number of teachers to say what their itching ears want to hear. They will turn their ears away from the truth and turn aside to myths. But you, keep your head in all situations, endure hardship, do the work of an evangelist, discharge all the duties of your ministry. For I am already being poured out like a drink offering, and the time for my departure is near. I have fought the good fight. I have finished the race. I have kept the faith. Now there is in store for me the crown of righteousness, which the Lord, the righteous judge, will award to me on that day, and not only to me, but also to all who have longed for his appearing.
Timothy's education in the scriptures began when he was only a child, 2 Timothy 3:15, literally at the knee of his mother and grandmother, 2 Timothy 1:5. What can even young children learn from such an exposure? They can learn teaching, truth about God, rebuking, truth about error, correcting, getting back on the right track, training in righteousness, continuing education in the faith. Build your life on the Word of God. and you like. Timothy will find an unshakable foundation for this life and the next.
Thank you for joining us today. Make sure you subscribe so you don't miss a single episode as we take a closer walk through the New Testament in 1 year. For more free resources, including a daily Worship from the Heart text, go to walkthrough.org/ntpod. That's walkthru.org/ntpod. Walk through the Bible. Take a walk. Change the world.